listening to www.infinitesmile.org. Enjoy these Zen-inspired talks given by Michael McAllister.
So this last week, I had the good fortune of going back to one of my home temples, the San Francisco Zen Center. I spent a couple of nights there just on a personal retreat. And it was so beautiful to hear. And there's, if for those of you who have ever been to the San Francisco Zen Center, it's this old Julia Morgan building on Page and Laguna Streets in the city. And everything echoes through the halls. And so I had this marvelous little room and so forth, and you know, lo and behold, the morning han goes off with the mallet, the wooden mallet on wood, you know, kind of knocking, you know, bringing everybody to meditation, and then seeing these black robed shadows kind of moving towards the Zendo and stuff. It was just a very beautiful reminder of, oh yeah, this used to be so much more a part of me superficially, and it's so much more a part of me internally now. It was just a very beautiful thing. What I was realizing was how much I think about it every day when I get ready to sit. Every day, I'm recalling these experiences as a more formalized monk, and I just felt so overwhelmed with gratitude that I was, you know, able to partake in that and still partake in it at a fairly deep level. One of the things that fascinated me about the experiences was how marvelous it is to sit still also with a group. With a group of people, how very powerful that is. Not that it isn't okay to be doing that on our own at our home, wherever that may be, but just to do it with a group was quite remarkable, quite a nice reminder. Anyway, one of the teachers that was there was mentioning how it's important to stop our chase. That so often we look at this work as a chase, as trying to get somewhere, trying to achieve something. And the work is so simple, to just stop. Stop. And we forget so often what that means. In fact, some of us don't have the slightest clue as to what it means to really stop. It's so foreign to us, in fact, that we don't stop. Consider in meditation, I mean, what are we being asked to do? Just sit still for 30 or so minutes and you have nothing to do. Nothing. You have no responsibility. Some guy at the front will take care of the bell. All you have to do is just sit there and do this. Shh, that's it. You are not going to have any diapers that need to be changed. You are not going to have any fights that need to be had. There's no discussion that is warranted. There is no, right? There's nothing needed. Just stop. Stop the chase. Stop looking for anything. Just be quiet and sit still. And I was thinking about how addicted we are to movement. We're always scurrying or sniffing. Just, you know, all the time. And then the ego builds up these amazing stories around that tendency to move, and it aggrandizes it into, yeah, well, I'm a mover and a shaker. I'm part of the coffee generation, damn it. This is the way things work here. right? It's because of my movement that I am where I am. And where are you? Where are you exactly? Are you in misery? Are you here for any particular reason? You're probably here to, at least on some level, study suffering in order to get on the other side of its causes and conditions so that you no longer suffer. If that's not your goal, we could dial it back just a little bit. Maybe you just want a little bit more ease in the day-to-day. Regardless, the ease in relationship to the day-to-day or enlightenment itself is going to be supported by non-movement only. It cannot happen if there is shake, rattle, and roll. It cannot happen if there is sniff and scurry. It cannot happen if there is movement. The stillness has to be there. It has to. Period. Is my point clear? And what's such a miracle to me is not stillness per se, which is utterly simple, but non-stillness. That's the miracle. The miracle is that we're constantly, that's the miracle. The miracle is that we act, as I heard one teacher brilliantly put it, like dogs chasing our tail, thinking that if we can just catch the tail, if we can just, then the chase will be over and I'll be more of a dog. And if any of you, like me, has seen a dog chase its tail and catch it, I mean, the letdown on its face is just amazing. It's going, right? And we shouldn't be that. We're running so hard so much of the time, we forget how to stop. And yet that's all that we're trying to do as we sit still. Just stop. And so the key to this, the key to stopping, if you're finding yourself in a place of kind of chatter, 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 you know, sniff and scurry, run, 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 shake, rattle, and roll, coffee generation, shaker, mover, whatever. Watch the tendency. Watch the impulse to move. Try not moving. If you're one of those people who during meditation you always have, for instance, the proverbial nose itch. Practice not itching. If you're one of those people who always is shifting his or her weight around, try not shifting your weight around for as long as you can. And then when you can't stand it, wait 3 breaths before you move. And at the end of the 3rd breath, if you still have to move, then you can. My teacher used to describe it like a balloon. He would say, sit still until you cannot stand the stillness any longer. And then breathe with that discomfort for 3 breaths. And then at the end of 3 breaths, you can move. Well, lo and behold, if I wouldn't be sitting there and I was in excruciating pain, oh, my knee is killing me, my knee is killing me. And it's like, okay, right there. 1, 2, and then 3, and it's like, it's easing a little bit. Huh. Well, let me try it again. 1, 2, whoa. It's not the same. The feeling is not the same. And then I started to do that with my emotional life. Oh, the pain is so much, I gotta stop. Let me just breathe with, huh. And you start having the direct realization that your physical body is an experience, that your emotional body is an experience. And the very obvious question that starts getting asked is, well, what is the experiencer? What is the thing that's experiencing this? What's this still point in me? What is this beautiful, unconditioned, open expanse where all this is happening? and we begin to rest there. And there's freedom there. And we just keep going there, and lo and behold, if our addiction to our movement suddenly begins to ebb, it'll come back. But we also have a whole new series of colors with which to paint, a whole new series of tools with which to build, a springboard from which we can fly. Springboard itself, we realize we never had one anyway. Oh my God, what's going on here? Who cares? Let's just rest here. And that's kind of how the process works. We stop chasing. We stop chasing. We stop moving. We stop trying to get it. We stop trying to acquire. We stop trying to intellectualize. We stop trying to own. We just walk the talk. We just talk the walk. We are just all recognizing this great non-separation. And in so doing, in recognizing this non-separation, we start looking at the miracle is not being awakening. The miracle actually is the delusion. How could we have missed this? Becomes kind of our new center of gravity. Oh my God, this has been under my nose the whole time, this freedom, this opening. And it doesn't make me less human. It doesn't make me in the clouds. It just supports a more open spaciousness around everything. So we just sit still. We stop chasing our tail. Chasing our tail, assuming we were a little more simian than we are now, chasing our tail would not make us any more simian. We don't chase our humanity to become more human. We stop. So tonight during meditation, just try that. Give yourself a little heat on this one. Allow your practice in tonight's 30 or so minutes to just be a little, you know, it's okay to be a little tough on ourselves every once in a while. No, I'm not going to move. And then try it. If you have to, fine. Nobody's going to be keeping score. Although if I see you move, I will hit you. I've always thought that would be kind of funny. I go days sitting there, he's all of a sudden, he just starts going, like that. I could do that to him, though, because I did when he was a little kid. So, right? But you get the idea. I will not hit anyone. This is the non-hitting sangha. But just try it. Try really sitting still. Really, really. Not moving. Give it a shot. And if you have to, you can. And then see what happens. You down?